right here. So 6-volt AGMs, which they have. So you get a 220-amp-hour one, $287. So you'd have to get two of those. And then you'd have 220 amps. Or you could get two 12-volt batteries, and you can get 105 is probably the regular-sized one, 105-amp.
Yeah, that's what we use.
Same price.
And they're like $180, $190 each.
Okay.
Depending on, or up over 200, depending on the brand you get. But
this Lifeline here on bestconverter.com is $287 for 105. Mm-hmm. But if you put two of those in parallel, you'd have 210 amps. So you're losing 15 amps, but you're gaining complexity of the 6-volt solution. Because the other thing you can do when you have 12 volt is if you have one's bad, you could still live off of one battery. So you do that with a 6-volt, you're in trouble.
That is true. That hadn't occurred to me. I don't know. I've never done it. I don't see the benefit. Sorry.
Yeah. Well,
than the fact that you could probably pull one of them out and stick it in your Model A at some point.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they do that on golf carts, don't they?
Use yeah.
6 volts. But,
yeah. There must be a reason for it.
Yeah.
But I thought golf carts were generally wet cells, but I'm sure AGMs exist, like you just said. So whether they're used on golf carts, the AGMs, I'm not sure.
Let's see. It looks like you can get a 300-amp AGM, $350, 6 volt.
But you got to get two of them.
Yeah, you have to get two. Yeah. Wow, they have they have a 2-volt, so you'd have to get six of them, 660-amp. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Lots of options. You can do the math on that one, Ian. Okay, he's got one more here. I have. I plan on removing the belly pan to mend some frame damage. Is it okay to run a wire to connect the batteries and other charging to run under wire? To run wire under. Like, okay.
Oh, in the belly pan area?
Mm-hmm. To charge gear elsewhere.
I wouldn't do it. And my main reasoning is that you never know when vermin's going to get in there. And that's the perfect thing to chew. And you would, if you're trying to connect batteries together with cables underneath there, you're running a big risk of fire in my view. I'd rather see my cables right in front of me and be able to tie them to the wall or tie them to something so it's a known entity.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. It's a lot about keeping things serviceable even later after you put things together, you know, unless you're going to build some kind of access panel so you can get to the full length of it underneath and, you know.
Or run conduit or something.
I mean, yeah. I'll admit I did do that because I did not pull everything apart. And that's when I had them on either side. But I did put it in like a tube and stuff. But
then you saw the light.
Well, I had to move it for my inverter. So now, yeah. I don't know. Am I using? No, you know what? I think I am using that to get my solar across the floor. So I am using it. But it's a
it's a conduit.
Yeah, it's in a pipe tube or something underneath. So and it you know then you got to use grommets and all that kind of stuff. But you know.
Sure.
It's not the best solution, right? So if you're really taking it apart and you can put things where you want them, better to have it on the top.
Yeah.
All right, Ian, that's all he had, which was three, which is good. He hit his limit. Just kidding. We don't have limits. And if you are listening to the show, you need to call us with your question at 707-533-4VAP 4827 and leave a message on our voicemail line or email us at questions at thevap.com, just like Jared did. Jared Anderson, he sent us his voicemail.